Hey everyone, welcome again to The Way It Is. And tonight I'm fortunate to be at the Loving Spoonfuls Night Market at the Memorial Center Farmers Market location. And I'm the pleasure of having Executive Director Steve Gard, newly minted Executive Director. Steve's been back in, well, I don't know how long you've been back in Kingston, but you've been the Executive Director now for 8 weeks, you said.
I've been back for 8 and a half. So there we go. Yeah, that's about it.
So welcome. Well, welcome
thanks.
Back. Then.
Thank you so much. So yeah, it's things have definitely changed since I've been gone. So just excited to be back and see all the changes that have happened in the community. It's been fantastic.
Yeah. Now you were originally from Kingston, you
originally,
said.
Yep. Yeah. Originally born and raised, and then moved to Windsor for university, and just stayed down there and started my career down there, and never left. But then, you know, there's always in the back of your head the time of, you know, whispering in your head, time to come home. So yeah. it was the perfect time and the perfect position to an opportunity to do that. So.
Yeah, well, I'm fortunate to, I was offered the title sponsorship role a handful of years ago by your predecessor, Melanie there.
Yes.
And it's not just because I like to eat food, because everybody likes to eat food, but it's Loving Spoonful. It's about food security and food sovereignty, which is
absolutely
really critical, right?
Absolutely. And we're seeing the need now more than ever. So, you know, our programs are highly in demand. You know, the food that we grow is distributed within the day or two, and even with it being distributed, it's gone within a half an
right.
hour.
And you know, now, and so when you say distributed, you have that's being distributed to those underprivileged families or people, or how does that work?
So yeah, so we grow the food through our community gardens and through our training farm, and then it's distributed in two different ways. It is provided free of charge at our market stands, which are at different social service agencies around town, and then we also have our community harvest markets, which is pay what you can. So people come in, grab some fresh vegetable. If it's nothing, that's great. If it's a quarter, that's great. Yeah. Take as much as you need and share.
Right.
So just trying to provide for the community, because we feel that everybody deserves the right to have fresh, local food. And sometimes that's not possible for some.
Yeah, and so tonight, of course, an annual event, and I started just before COVID, and then we had the COVID hiatus, and then last year was the first time back after COVID, which was great. And we've got, well, in excess of 40-plus vendors, we'll call it here, tonight. Most of them are the farmers that come, that you'll see on Sunday afternoons here at the Memorial Center Farmers Market. But now we've just got everybody else, too. I mean, you've got, well, there's some beer reps, of course, because everybody likes to have a nice cold pint with their food. But these are all local farmers, right?
Tonight is all about local, celebrating local. So everybody, you know, from here is, whether it be a farmer or a drink provider or a food preparer, is all within an hour drive from the community.
Yeah.
So they're either here every Sunday, or they specially come out for tonight to celebrate.
And I guess, you know, what for me, what that really hits home for me is the fact that we're in such a, I mean, I said this in my last class, that we live in such a wonderful community and city, and here we are. Within an hour's time, we have this bounty, right?
Absolutely.
Around us, right? And access to really good produce.
Absolutely. And it's amazing. Like, you know, when coming here and just meeting the farmers and having the conversations with them about what they do and their passion for food and for local and for community too, because, you know, a lot of times what will happen on a Sunday afternoon, if they have excess, they donate it back to us to then distribute. So it's a very, very giving community. I've always known that even growing up and I'm even seeing it now, you know, being back.
Well, listen, Steve, I really appreciate you taking the time before the event. And it's overcast here. We're hoping that the rains hold off.
We're crossing our fingers.
And I wish you every success in your position then. So
thanks, Luke. I appreciate it.
So if you like what you see, please click the subscribe button, and we'll catch you on the next one.